This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On in your brain right now. Let's figure it out. Your brain, our brains. This is the DJV Experience at 7 past the hour with Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is with us, and Jennifer Horn has the trending items. I'm wondering what there is to expect tonight to watch for in the State of the Union address, Jennifer. What do you think?
That's
is that trending?
The big story. Yeah, that's the big story that's trending, at least in my universe. And I think for everybody, you'll be hit with that reality, whether you want to be or not. Tonight, the president will address the nation. It's his first State of the Union address, and it'll happen at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I would imagine that the president's going to try to put some pressure on Democrats to help with some of these bipartisan issues that have found themselves at kind of the forefront of our attention. The immigration deal, the framework of that plan that was submitted by the White House last week. Of course, there's also a plan to work ahead on infrastructure projects in the country. That's something that typically Democrats are happy with. I think you're going to see a President Trump who is going to apply tough pressure, but is going to try to hit a more bipartisan tone than maybe he did last year when he was looking at Republicans to get tax reform and health care done. So that's what you'll probably see. Now, the wild card on the State of the Union speech is whether or not President Trump will talk about the memo. If you follow social media at all, you've seen the hashtag release the memo. And what that memo is a memo that was put forth by Devin Nunes, who is a Republican, in all fairness, who put together a memo about overreach and abuse from the Obama administration using basically weaponizing the Justice Department is the claim. And apparently in this memo, there are examples and evidence supporting this claim that was made by Devin Nunes that Democrats fought very hard not to have released, but the memo, the House voted yesterday and the memo was released. It needs to be declassified by President Trump, I would guess he's probably going to do that, and it'll be made available to Americans next week, probably by Monday or Tuesday.
What's the bottom line with it?
Again, has the Department of Justice, the FBI, been weaponized to be used against political adversaries? And it's a very serious claim. I hope that it's not true.
It's been going on since Nixon.
Well, from people who have read this memo, they say that it makes Watergate look like child's play compared to some of the stuff that's detailed in this memo. Again, I hope it's not true. I really do, because to me that you have to have people's faith in the FBI and the Department of Justice to have a country and to have a country filled with law and order. And
I don't have any faith in the FBI at all. I think the FBI are a bunch of clowns, and so is the CIA and the National Security Administration. I have none, zero. I don't think they can be trusted. And I wonder if what plays into this part of it, with people in the news today, Andrew McCabe, the fellow who was the deputy director of the FBI, has moved up his retirement. The president didn't seem to like him very much, so there's a new deputy director in there. But is there some connection to him and some of this stuff, Jennifer?
From people, again, we have not. The public has not seen this memo. So you're really just relying on, it was made available for Democrats and Republicans to read to decide if they wanted to release it or not. From people who have seen the memo, they said that Andrew McCabe was mentioned in the memo. There's also an inspector general investigation that is going on into the handling, the FBI and the DOJ's handling of the Hillary Clinton email event. I don't want to call it a scandal, but whatever we want to call it. Andrew McCabe was also a big part of that and has been mentioned, I guess, internally with the Inspector General's Department. Or it could be that he announced his retirement and he wanted to retire early. We really don't know. There's just three very big possibilities. And according to some reporting, it seems he was forced out, not just deciding to, you know, to take his vacation early or to take his retirement early.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, other names in the news today Ingvar Kamprad. Not necessarily a household word, however, IKEA is. Wouldn't you all agree that most people, I've bought little things here and there and bought a lot, but mostly I didn't know how good they were until Jennifer sent me over to the IKEA in Burbank, and I wandered around there for hours, actually.
Pretty good deal. It's like going to Disneyland.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea necessarily, but these people are the largest furniture retailers in the world. And this guy started it in 1943 in Sweden. He was 17 years old, and now there are hundreds of stores all around the world. He sold out, I think, a couple of decades ago. But certainly, as far as being a forward thinker, understand, you can see that. You feel it. When you go into an IKEA store, don't you feel like you're in the future a little bit with the things, the designs, and
I think so.
The way
it's
things
very
are
modern.
Presented?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very modern. And is that maybe a different way? So the guy's obviously someone who had.
I think you have to build his. You think you have to build his coffin?
No, he probably.
You know, at IKEA, you have to put together everything, right?
Yeah. With instructions that no one can read or understand. There's always leftover parts. So yeah.
Right. Yeah. But still, look at the success they've had. So, got to be something to it. Lasted a long, long time, that company.
I have a dresser that I've had for 6 years, and it's fine. Yeah. There's some great stuff there.
Other people in the news, John Anglin, A-N-G-L-I-N. He says he escaped from Alcatraz. Remember that? You know, you guys don't remember this. I do remember. In 1962. Three people supposedly were escapees of Alcatraz, and the government said they never survived. However, this guy says he and his brother Clarence and their friend Frank Morris did survive. He says, I'm 83 years old and in bad shape. I have cancer, but we all made it out, just barely. So he's sent the letter to the CBS radio station in San Francisco. Station said the letter was sent actually to the police department in 2013, and they never did anything with it, so they got the information to the radio station. The author of the letter claims the other two escapees have died in the last few years. He wrote that he was willing to meet with police if they would state on TV that he would spend no more time in jail and offer medical care for his cancer.
If you escape from Alcatraz, you probably just... You get out, right?
You get a medal.
Right.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
actually escape, and you outswim all those sharks that are hanging out
right,
around there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but as usual, the government says, oh, we're not sure, and, you know, this usual bunkum. I'm buying the guy's
story. Well, they don't want to. I actually kind of believe it, too. They just don't want to admit that this person has been a fugitive for all those years.
Living right under their nose, in
right.
fact. Yeah, good for him. I don't know what he did. I should think good for him, but, you know. Good for him that he got out and survived. There's a great, if you haven't seen the movie Alcatraz, which tells this story, Clint Eastwood has, I think it's probably 10, 15 years old, but the movie's called Alcatraz, or Escape from Alcatraz, I think. And Eastwood plays this guy, and he and the other two guys get, you know, the last scene in the movie is them jumping into the water. So, yeah, you take it from there. I remember that was actually quite a good movie. Let's see. You know what it was? No, he wasn't this guy. It was the Birdman of Alcatraz, another one who was supposed to have escaped, I think. I don't know if they're related or not. I can't remember because it was the 60s. But anyway, I think I'm buying that somebody got out of there and lived to tell the story. Here's another person in the news, Robert Liebowitz. He owes his life to a message on his T-shirt. His kidneys were failing. And so he went to Disney World, put on his shirt, walked around the park wearing the shirt saying, in need of kidney, O positive. Below the message was his phone number. 60 years old, suffering from kidney disease for 15 years. He said he'd been on the transplant list for 4 years at a bunch of hospitals. Problem is, for a deceased donor, there's a 7 to 10 year waiting list. Some people don't even make it 7 to 10 years on dialysis. So a lot of people took photos of his shirt. One couple posted the snapshot on Facebook, and then it happened. By the end of the day, he had This post had been seen by 32,000 people, 90,000 at the end of last week. Hundreds of people called wanting to help him. Four people flew to New York for testing. Three were denied, but one man was a perfect match. His name is Richie Sully, giving blood at the Red Cross Donor Center. When he saw the Facebook post, called the number and left a voicemail. Hi, my name is Richie. I saw your post. I'm O positive. I have an extra kidney, and you're more than welcome to it. What a sweet story. People are wonderful, aren't they, really?
It's amazing.
This guy had an expiration date, shelf life, desperate act, and this guy said, I couldn't think of a reason not to call this guy. Seemed like this is something you're supposed to do. So this is that's a big story, man. I'll tell you, this is
that's
big.
An incredible sentiment. It really is. I don't know that I would do it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when you really think about it, would you just give a kidney to a stranger?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would. I mean, he said he has an extra. We all have extra ones. We only need one. We have two. So, you know, you see what you. It depends on who you are and how you think, much as anything else. But God bless that guy. Good for him. Good story. All right, 18 after the hour. Here's another good story. There are a lot of happy endings today. For those of you who have been looking for a job, you want a happy ending, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the way to find the job. This is the smart way, the smart tool, the smart and best way to connect people who want a job with people who need your services. Hire the best. Work with the best. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use this facility free. Try it once, and you'll see it's fabulous matching technology. So good to see these happy endings to these stories. Right away, in the first 24 hours after you post your job, you'll have great candidates within 24 hours. That's right. 80% of the employer's needs are filled in the first day. That's a fabulous track record. So post your needs on ZipRecruiter.com. Get a quality candidate right away. And the dashboard lets you manage the hiring process as well from start to finish. All right there at ZipRecruiter.com. The smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free by using that code and that handle. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This portion of the DJV show brought to you by Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. You can save an average of $620. Drivers who switch to Progressive save an average of $620. Not a bad deal. Progressive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
I always have goosebumps when I listen to Mr. Rogers' thing. His whole demeanor, his whole approach. One of the guys that... As one of the really good guys whose reputation has never been tarnished by anything. And there's a movie that is being produced, and you'll be interested to know that Tom Hanks is going to play Mr. Rogers. The movie's called You Are My Friend, 2-time Oscar winner portraying Mr. Rogers. The film obviously inspired by his TV show. He won 4 Emmy Awards, Lifetime Achievement Award, passed away 2003. He had stomach cancer. He was only 74. He was supposed to be a minister. Mr. Rogers didn't like the way television addressed children, made an effort to change this. He began to perform on a local Pittsburgh television station on a program dedicated to young people, and then they developed the show in 68 so that it was distributed by the Educational Television Network, and from then on, as long as it lasted, it was about 30 years. He got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and in June of the year before, a marker named the Fred Rogers Historical Marker was placed near La Trobe, Pennsylvania, named and dedicated in his memory. So, Mr. Rogers memorialized in a movie starring Tom Hanks. That'll be very cool. Happy to hear that. 25 past the hour, DJV time with Victoria and Kara. I'm Doug with a focus now on Aretha Franklin in music. Well, actually, a lot of people involved in Jazz Fest. A lineup has been announced that will include Aretha, who keeps saying she's going to retire, and then she doesn't. Aerosmith in on this, Jack White, Sting, and Beck are going to be on this lineup for the Jazz Festival. And the event takes place over 2 weekends, April 27th through the 29th, and again the first weekend of May. Also on the bill of fare, Lionel Richie, Jimmy Buffett, David Byrne, Anita Baker, Bonnie Raitt, Khalid, Sturgill Simpson, Sheryl Crow, Common, Jack Johnson, Steve Miller, Smokey Robinson. Wow, this is quite a lineup. Lyle Lovett, Charlie Wilson, Buddy Guy, Old Crow Medicine Show, a lot of New Orleans acts as well at Jazz Fest. So this is a big-time deal here.
I've always wanted to go to Jazz Fest. I love New Orleans. It's my favorite town. But this lineup is just insane. I have to figure out a way to make this work, I think.
And you know what, Victoria? It's not expensive. It's not like some of these other crazy nuts. How much does it cost to go to Old Fartella or whatever it is, Coachella?
Oh,
what is it?
Isn't that $150 a day or more?
I think it's very expensive.
Yeah, and then I don't even know how much. If you don't want to camp in the dirt, then it's tons of money and your flights, and oh my God, it's so expensive.
So
this is only $65 a day,
$65,
right?
Wow. $65 a day.
You would pay more than that to see basically any of these artists.
Right.
Children's tickets are $5. That's it. You get VIP passes, travel packages. There'll be a lot of people, travel business folks, that'll make this a reality for so many people. I know Richie goes usually every year and has a...
I think he said he's gone every year for the last...
He has.
Maybe 15 or something?
Since I've known him, he's gone every year. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm also interested, after the Grammy Awards this year, the band leader from The Late Show, John Batiste, who I know of as a New Orleans musician, but I wasn't really that familiar with him, he did the most wonderful tribute to Fats Domino on the Grammys.
I didn't see that. You said it was
great. Was fabulous. Yeah. It was really fabulous. To take your word.
I take your word. This is Anita Baker, and she's really something. She's got a big, powerful voice. Good for her. Good for them. This is a good... I wouldn't mind going down there myself. Well, I don't like the heat and humidity there. It's a good take. 28 past the hour, DJV time.
In today's automotive news, Ram show off the new 1500 truck that gets a complete makeover. New grille, a new hybrid e-assist, a 4-inch bigger cabin with reclining seats in the back, 12-inch touchscreen monitor, and towing capacity of 12,750 pounds with 6 trim levels. Jeep rolling out the new Cherokee that's going turbo with a new 2-litre, 270 horsepower motor, new front, new daytime running lights and fog lights, big 19-inch wheels, improved cargo volume, reduced weight, and 80 safety and security measures. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, proud members of the DJV team, the traveling music that surrounds me. This is my annual medical cross-country trip. I do this every winter. I take about a week and go see all of my favorite doctors, starting with a trip to Salt Lake today. And then I go to see Ken in Florida, Dr. Ken. So I go from Dr. Jack to Dr. Ken to a guy named Fred Grover, who's a doctor in Denver. So all three of them have different specialties, different areas. And so I use them all to have my head and my body adjusted so I know where I am. I want to know where I am medically. I talk about it because I think it's an important lesson for all of us. To make sure we know, I'm happy to be a guinea pig for the conversation, not only about doing it, but what's going on. I tell Jack and Ken all the time, Fred is only once in a while guest on the program, but the expertise that they all have after they've examined me gives me cause for feeling that I know what's going on, and if there are things that need to be addressed, then I address them. It was the same philosophy that I said to you, Victoria, the other day when I did the 23andMe. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of questions that are uncomfortable to answer when you do that. I don't know. It's not quite the same on Ancestry.com because they're not interested. They're not trying to get into your medical history. But 23andMe is about your ancestry, your DNA, and what your medical future is probably going to be based on your past, your family, all of that stuff. And so I want to know.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things that I found is that for whatever reason, my DNA came up as having a very high likelihood of being addicted to opioids and heroin, which heroin is, you know, an opioid. And that was something that was really eye-opening, not that I've ever even thought about taking pain pills or dabbling in drugs, but I do have a bad disc in my back, and if it ever gets to the point where I have surgery, I at least know because of my DNA, I will absolutely refuse any type of opioid because I just don't want to take the risk.
Well, I've had, interestingly enough, I've had trouble with my back all my life. When I was a kid growing up on the farm, I was the strongest kid around by far of anybody who was my size, athletes, whatever, because of what I did on the farm growing up. But I didn't, whether I was lifting bags of grain or bales of hay or jugs of milk, I lifted with my back, not my legs. So by the time I was 18, my L3, 4, and 5 were done. And they had been ruined through my whole life. Mm-hmm. And there, if it's happened once, it's been a dozen times, people say, you need an operation, you got to put this in there and that in there. And I've avoided it by going to good chiropractors, good acupuncturists, and a good physical therapist. I will not have that operation because it's just what it does is transfer up and or down. You may fix the problem that's in that immediate area, but what it does is it transfers it north and south of there, and I just don't want to, you know, the backaches that I have, I can work through them. What's happened, though, is I've lost an inch in height because of it over there.
Wow.
So anyway, it is what it is. So other travel news, I'm not going to worry about it. Workers say that they warned Amtrak. Remember we were talking a couple of weeks ago, I think it was the middle of last month, that deadly crash where the train was going 85 miles an hour down a new route, and they went off the overpass in Washington on Interstate 5. Three people were dead, 100 got hurt. At the time, the train was making a journey, the new route from Seattle to Portland at Point Defiance Bypass, and the conductors had safety concerns when they went into it. It was inadequate training. They hadn't really prepped anybody for this new route. And so crew members are supposed to, when they start something new like this, like bus drivers or anybody who goes an airplane pilot, you know, these people don't just automatically know how to get themselves in and out of the airports any more than people who know where the bus station is. You got to drive, you got to be trained, you got to know where you're going. And they hadn't trained this. They hadn't trained anybody, the engineer, the conductors, no one. They just pushed to put it on, and look at the price they paid. That really bothers me, because this kind of stuff is so unnecessary. What are you addressing?
It's terrible.
The egos of the people that are running the thing. Yeah, we got this done. Look at how smart we are, you dummies. Other travel news, Northern England set to get a whole new green look. Government unveiled plans for a vast new forest spanning the country from coast to coast. Imagine that. Think about the reason for doing this. You all know what green does. It's the reason we can breathe. Green, the photosynthetic process, is how we live. The creator, the mastermind, the whatever you want to call it, universal thought, God, spirit, whatever it is. Imagine how fabulous it is that somehow, some way, it was figured out that you had to have trees in order to have humans. That's it. You can't have human beings. You can't have anything that breathes. Dogs, animals, anything. Nothing would exist on the planet were it not for the green. So the British are planning on making more forest available. The east-west motorway, the M62, is going to be the path of the new forest. So there's going to be this broad green rib that goes all across England from Liverpool to Hull, which is on the east, containing 50 million new trees, 62,000 acres, 120 miles long. Wow, what a great idea. And they're not taking it away from farmland because they're using what is the government byway along the highway. So on either side of the highway, they're going to load it up with trees. So they're not taking away from farmland. I know there was a proposal in the last administration when Mr. Obama, who wasn't really on the side of farmers or people who were interested in buying good local produce, wanted to take 50 million acres of farmland and turn it into forest land, which he was quickly talked out of when somebody told him what a dumb idea that was. It's not a dumb idea to create more green, but hello, farmlands are loaded with green. Growing crops, it's the same photosynthetic process happens whether it's a tree or a stalk of corn. It exchanges the carbon monoxide that we exhale. That's what the photosynthetic process does. The leaves absorb that, and that's what makes them green, and then in turn, they cast out the oxygen which we breathe. It's a fascinating, when you study it, if you have studied botany or any kind of biology to understand how the system works, it's really fabulous. So this is really a tip of the hat to the British. I wonder if other European countries or other places where it's pretty easy to grow stuff like this will do it. They're planting broadleaf tree species because, again, they know that that's the best way to help the planet. And their landscaping. I mean, England is a beautiful country anyway. I love England. If I were able to somehow figure out how I could live there part-time, I would. I'd love to have a farm in England, but it's so expensive, my God.
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God, is it expensive. Ireland, too. Anyway, So they're going to, apparently, across the British Isles, though, Victoria, they're going to have new forests because they need to have the protection of the woodland, and they need to have the protection for the reasons I've just explained. There were a lot of old woodlands that have been destroyed. There are, you know, bugs and things that get into some of these old trees. And plus, there's a lot of construction. One of the things about England, you go immediately from the city to the farmland. They don't have suburbs. It is the city, the town. Whoosh, as soon as you drive out of town, you're into farmland. But the cities have, in some areas, spread out a little bit, and that's taken down some of the woodlands, plus the old, the old stories, the romantic stories about Nottingham Forest and those places. Well, there's a lot of old wood there, and the trees don't live forever, so they need to replace them. We need to do some of that in our country, I think, as well. But what a great example to be set by the British. Good for them. Let's see, what else have we got in the travel news as time allows? Travelers who crave privacy in their hotel room, not able to count on don't disturb door hangers to keep staff out anymore. And this is because of what happened in Vegas.
This is an interesting story, yeah.
Disney, the first part of this, tweaking the words on its door hangers, swapping out do not disturb, replacing it with room occupied. The adjustment intended to remind guests of a new policy dictating that staffers inspect rooms every 24 hours without exception. And then the Hilton adjusted their rules, and housekeeping staffers there are told that they have to slip a card under the door, unable to service notice, lets guests know that they have to somehow do the entry or re-entry thing in the 24-hour period, or management will just come in and inspect the room. So is it going to work? This is after, remember the shootout.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
If you think about it, anything can be going on in any hotel room with a do not disturb sign on there.
Yeah, right.
Anything, you have no idea. So
the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, though, Victoria, says that guests can bar government agents from entering as it were their home, mm-hmm. but restrictions don't extend to hotel staffers.
Mm.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Government can't go in, but staffers in hotels can. And you'll see more of that. I think you're going to see more of that around just in general, frankly.
Well, hotels don't want the liability. Look at what happened with Mandalay Bay. Wasn't it Mandalay Bay where the shooter was in Vegas?
Yep. Yeah. Or is the MGM? It been, it's one of the two. Yeah, anyway.
But yeah, hotels don't want that liability. I think guests would feel safer knowing that someone has at least been in every room in within the last 24 hours. I know I would.
Yep.
You know, it's just, it's people can't treat it like it's like you own the room. You don't.
Also in travel news, those of you who have been following the situation in Cuba, apparently travelers, because people are still going to Cuba, it hasn't been banned, but there are people getting sick, mostly symptoms, the dizziness, you know, the American diplomats that are there that have had all kinds of things, and it may have been because there were things, there were, it seems to me they disproved the business about pumping it into the U.S. Embassy, didn't they?
I don't know whatever happened to that.
The staff there can't hear, they're dizzy, there are all kinds of cognitive problems.
I think they thought it was sonic wave attacks or something, was what the rumor was.
Yeah, that was the rumor. And so the travel warnings that were issued to Americans because of what had happened to the U.S. Embassy employees, that seems to be not bearing fruit, but there are other people who are not working there who have had problems, and whether it's sound weapons or acoustic attacks or whatever the heck it is, it seems strange. Why would they do that if they want Americans to come? It doesn't seem to make any sense to me. Something else here that we don't know about. I place a lot of faith in those people who look beyond the earth. For whatever the reason, could there be some kind of beings that have gone to Cuba that are just trying to stir the pot? Stranger things have happened. You can say that I'm really losing it, but I think there is a lot to be said for stuff that we can't explain. Where does that happen? Why does it happen? How does it happen? Think about it and get back to me. Doug at DougStefan.com. It's 12 before the hour.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late, we stay informed, we invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor.
53 past the hour to the DJ V Show. I am Victoria Keel, and it's time for Movie Moments with our movie guru, Chuck Curry. Welcome to the show, Chucker. And, of course, we're listening to the Mr. Rogers theme. And why is that? I've been seeing lots of this trending on Twitter.
Yesterday, a story broke that Tom Hanks will play Mr. Rogers, full name Fred Rogers, in a movie titled You Are My Friend. At first, you know, when I saw, well, people don't know who Mr. Rogers are, he did a kid show on for 33 years on PBS, and obviously, based on the persona of what you saw on TV, a highly likable, and I mean highly likable, guy. And I guess when I first heard they're doing a biopic, I was like, okay, what do they got on Mr. Rogers? What did he do so bad?
But, what's the scandal?
But evidently there's no scandal, and it's basically it's going to be the story of a relationship that he developed friendly with a reporter who was paid to do a story on him, and they struck up a relationship, and the reporter discovered that he was exactly as he was on television, that of a very pure, decent, good, solid human being. And what better person to play Fred Rogers than Tom Hanks?
Well, you know, it's funny, on Twitter, people really are responding to this news and this casting especially, and the constant theme is the nicest guy in Hollywood is playing the nicest guy on television. And right. It seems like it's almost a no-brainer that the two of them would somehow have a career that would intertwine. But, you know, well, Mr. Rogers was actually going to be a minister. And apparently wasn't really happy with the way children's programming was on TV and started doing like a local cable access show. And it all went from there. So it seems like if the movie isn't boring, I know there isn't a scandal. I hope it still ends up being a good enough movie. Do you know anything about who's directing or who's writing it?
I don't know who's directing the film, but I think it's from the producers of Little Miss Sunshine, the people who also wrote the script to that movie. But at the height of Mr. Rogers' popularity, 8% of the United States tuned in to watch that show, which is a lot of people on a daily basis.
That is kind of remarkable, actually, when you think about it. I certainly watched, and they weren't original. I don't know when he stopped actually filming new episodes, but it was syndicated throughout my childhood, so I know that I definitely had seen Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and the cardigan sweater and all this stuff. And, you know, I remember there was a rumor, which I'm happy to learn that it's not true, but there was a rumor that the only reason he actually started doing the TV show was because he had committed some sort of crime and was ordered to do community service, and that's why he started doing the show. But I think that must have just been some urban legend.
Not in my household.
So do we have any idea when this movie's coming out?
Let's just put it in. That's very good casting. Tom Hanks is Mr. Rogers.
I think it is. And do you have any idea when it's going to be hitting theaters?
Probably it'll be filmed this year, 2018. Probably come out in 2019.
All right. Very cool. All right, 56 past the hour. Chucker's got some info behind the scenes of the Dundee trailer that's been going around. Is it real? Is it fake? We'll find out. It's the DJV show.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
57 past the hour. It's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan, joined by our movie guru, Chuck Curry. So, Chucker, this new Dundee trailer has been really sparking up the internet. It's on social media. Chris Hemsworth, Hugh Jackman, Danny McBride, the names seem to just keep going on and on. What's the real story with this? Is this a real movie or not?
I don't think it is. It popped up a few weeks ago, primarily on people's Facebook feeds. It's called Dundee Movie. At first, you saw Danny McBride playing the son of Crocodile Dundee, a character originated in the 90s by actor Paul Hogan. And then Chris Hemsworth popped up in a second trailer. He's the guy who plays Thor. And a lot of people on Facebook are going, boy, I can't wait to see that movie. And then yesterday, a third trailer popped up on my Facebook feed, and it added Hugh Jackman, Margot Robbie, Russell Crowe, Isla Fisher. But from
every Australian ever born, pretty much.
Yes. From what I read, it really is a Super Bowl commercial that's going to promote tourism to Australia. And I think having Hugh Jackman, Margot Robbie, and Russell Crowe in it sort of gave that away. Danny McBride, from what I hear, is not Australian, but it's actually an entertaining fake trailer. Dundee
right.
Movies.
Very cool. Thanks for the info. It's the DJV show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.